Blog Talk Radio.
This is WPSE 88.7 FM, Brave New Radio, part of the William Patterson Broadcast Network. WPSE is owned and operated by the Board of Trustees through the Department of Communication of William Patterson University of New Jersey. The broadcast studios of WPSE are located at William Patterson University inside Hobart Hall. The WPSE tower and antenna are located on.
Good evening and welcome to Into the Marvelous Light radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Davis, coming to you live from Freehold, New Jersey, along with my co-host, Christina Edwards. Hello, Christina.
Hi, good evening, Deb.
How are you?
Good. Had a great day. How about you?
Yeah, pretty good myself. I'm excited about our show tonight. We have our guest who will be joining us in just a few moments, Minister Kenneth Bryant. He's coming on to talk to us about managing money God's way, and I'm excited to hear what he has to say. So I just want to tell the listeners a little something about Minister Bryant, and then we'll proceed. Minister Kenny Bryant has been educating the body of Christ concerning the area of money for over 10 years. His commitment to effect change in the financial lives of believers is fueled by the truth that God's people need money to do ministry. He holds professional financial license in 7 different states and ministers in churches throughout the East Coast. His desire is to yield his gift to the body of Christ that God may get the glory through biblical financial literacy that impacts Christians to obtain victory in their finances. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I like that.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I just want to let you know that our switchboard is lighting up, so people are interested in hearing what you have to say. I'm not going to take up too much time because we want to delve right into managing money God's way. Minister Kenny, are you there?
I sure am. How are you, Deborah?
I'm good. And yourself?
I am wonderful today. Thank you for having
wonderful.
Me on the show, you and Christine. I appreciate the honor. It is my honor.
No, thank you for coming. We really appreciate you taking out time out of your busy schedule to stop by into the Marvelous Light radio show. So I want to just delve right into the show. And before we start, can you just tell the listeners a little about, I read a portion of your bio, but can you just tell the listeners just a little snippet about who Minister Kenny Bryant, the man, is?
Well, first and foremost, I will say that Minister Kenny Bryant is a man that loves the Lord. That is my forte. I love the Lord. I am married to a beautiful young lady by the name of Wincy Terry Bryant, who is a singer. And I have 3 grown sons right now. I have Sean, who's 32, Kenny Jr., who is 30, and my baby is Kendall. He's 25. And I just love helping people. And that is primarily how managing money God's way got started, a desire to help people. So many people are making mistakes with their money because they don't know any better. And no one's teaching us in school. Now there are started to be some classes where people can learn about money in school, but it's not prevalent. And, by the time you get to college, college campuses are throwing T-shirts and all kind of things at you to open credit cards. And kids don't have the discipline of how to use them. And by the time they get out of college, they're in debt up to their eyeballs. And, I just felt a need to do something. But I'll get into the story of how it all started. And, I just want to give you a snippet right now.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, what does it really mean to managing God's way to an unsaved person, someone that's struggling in their finances, someone that's has really, really terrible, bad credit, someone that's not thinking about ministry, not thinking about the church, someone that doesn't even know the church? And can you just expound on what you would say to that person that's listening and they're saying, well, he's talking about managing money God's way in the ministry, but what about in my life as an unbeliever or an unsaved person?
That is a great question. The concepts, you know, what is really interesting is that the concepts in the Bible are concepts that money managers all over the world use. It's not something that is just connected to believers or people who are of the Christian faith. It's just people, they're just great concepts for managing money, you know, for staying out of debt and how to avoid pitfalls, financial pitfalls that will destroy you financially. So I would tell that individual to stay tuned, because whether they love God or whether they're atheists or whether they're the most professing Christian, the concepts that managing money God's way introduces and teaches are concepts that anyone can benefit from.
Amen. Well, could you just give us a little snippet of what it is, what different type of topics that you like to share in your workshops?
Okay. Well, first I want to just go back to how this all came to be.
Okay.
Back in 1998, there were a lot of, when I first gave my heart to the Lord, there were a lot of people in my church passing away. Well, there were about 3 funerals of people who passed away, and they didn't have life insurance. So my bishop asked me to get a life insurance license because there were so many people in the church that people were passing away and their family members were passing away, and you know, they were coming to the church to help bury them. And my bishop was like, well, listen, we can't keep doing this. We need somebody in the church with a life insurance license. So he asked me, would I go to school and would I get a life insurance license? And I went and got the life insurance license. And as I began to study, as I began to learn and study secularly and also study biblically, the Holy Spirit would just continue to connect me and connect concepts, and I would find different things. I was like, wow, the body needs to know this, and the body needs to know that. And, for example, 1 Timothy 5:8 says, whoever doesn't provide for his own, and especially those of his household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So that is a biblical scripture that says if you pass away and you leave your family high and dry with no resources, then the Bible says you have denied the faith and you are worse than an unbeliever. Yet there are so many people, you know, walking around with no life insurance. There's over 68 million Americans with no life insurance.
That's so true. Mm-hmm.
You know, so that is a concept that whether you are Christian or whether you're a non-Christian, if you have a family and they depend on your income, then you should have life insurance that replaces your income, God forbid, something happens to you. So little concepts like these and how to invest. So many people are afraid to invest, but if you do history on what the market has done, the market has performed rather steadily over the last, 75 years. So it's just bringing information to people and helping them understand concepts about living within your means, what it is to create a budget. A budget is not a spending plan. A budget is a preset plan that you say, listen, I have $200 every month for entertainment. And if I spend my $200 in the first week of the month, that means there's no more budget or no more budget for entertainment until next month. So it comes with helping people obtain the discipline that they need and using the spiritual scriptures to support that. In Romans, it says, oh, no man, nothing. You know, Deuteronomy, the borrower is a servant to the lender. These are all scriptures that if we want to make God happy, then it is critical. It is critical that we use these, scriptures. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is James 4:3. James says, we want God to bless us with resources, under the caption of manage your money God's way is, can God trust you with wealth? Because so many Christians, they can't be trusted right now. James 4:3 says, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, You're not asking because you have God's heart. You're asking, according to James, that you may spend what you get on your own pleasure. And that's why God doesn't release resources to people that claim to be of the faith, because they don't have God's heart. You know, the money, when you are a Christian, the resources are not for flexing. They're not for going out and buying a Benz. And you know, and all that is okay as long as God is leading you to do that. But, you know, one of the things I ask people, I'm like, well, listen, God calls us to be stewards. He calls us to be stewards over his money. So if I'm mm-hmm. the steward over your money, Deborah, I don't spend your money unless I talk to you. Agreed?
Yes.
So if we're stewards over God's money, then we shouldn't be spending his money unless we talk to him.
Amen.
And if we begin to talk to him and we begin to hear his heart and hear what he wants us to do, then it's not a reason for that he would not trust us with wealth and with the different things that we desire.
Amen. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Minister Kenny Bryant about managing money God's way. We're going into our questions, so I want to open up the line. You can press the 1 button if you have a question for Minister Bryant, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind taking your question. Would you, sir?
Not at all.
Okay, and I'm sure while we're waiting for our listeners to press the 1 button to ask a question, I'm sure our sister Christina has a few questions for you.
Okay.
Well, I'm just looking over some bullets, and I know you cover a lot of different areas, and you've touched briefly on life insurance and budgeting strategies. Are there any other things that we can be looking forward to hearing uncovered in our next show?
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up, Chris, because there's so much in the area of finance that can be dealt with, but I pretty much handle every major part of it. You know, when you think about people that, once again, life insurance, I deal with long-term care insurance. I deal with car insurance. I deal with, you know, homeowners insurance. I deal with investments. I deal with college planning. I deal with retirement income. I deal with budgeting. I deal with helping people raise their credit score. You know, I deal with helping people find good mortgages, you know, putting together financial plans for people. So it is, you know, it's a wide spectrum because everybody's need is different. So, you know, what I like to do is sit down with individuals and gather what their goals are. What's important to you? Where do you stand right now? You know, what is the problem? Most people, I like to say, are all flash and no cash. Because so many people, they spend money they don't have buying things they don't need to impress people they don't know or don't like. And it's not, you know, it's not God's will. You know, a scripture that comes to my mind is Luke 16 and 10, which reads, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And then whoever is dishonest with little will be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And you know the true riches are spiritual riches. So, you know, and verse 12 says, and if you haven't been trustworthy with someone else's property, then who's going to give you property of your own? So God pays attention to how we manage his money. He pays attention. If you can't manage his worldly wealth, then why should he give you a powerful anointing? Or why should he give you, you know, gifts of the spirit of healing or other different things that can be a blessing to people? Because you haven't proven to manage worldly things. So it's very important, you know, that we get a handle on that. So it's all, you know, the key thing is to help people where they are. Some people need help purchasing homes. So, what's a good mortgage, Kenny? Some people need to know the difference between whole life insurance and term insurance. Some people need to know the difference between a regular IRA and a Roth IRA. Some people need to know how do I get retired? What's the best way to get retirement income and help me, and so I don't outlive my nest egg. Some people need to know how to protect their assets, because there's two very serious risks when you deal with insurance. The first one is dying too young, which is life insurance. But nowadays, people are living too long, and that is long-term care insurance. And a lot of people who, if you have assets, you really are playing Russian roulette if you don't buy long-term care insurance, because if you have a long-term care event, the government is going to make you spend your own money down until you have $2,000 before they'll even let you apply to Medicaid. And most people don't know that. There are so many different laws and rules when it comes to money. You know, a lot of them are very good rules, too, that a lot of people, you know, they just don't know. You know, there's rules that you can retire at 55. And there's a lot of different things that people can do. And, you know, if you're retiring from your job and you want to pull your money out of your 401k, there's a rule called the rule of 55 that you can pull it out at 55 and not wait until 59. Wow. So, you know, there's a lot of different things that, you know, people can do, but they just need information. The Bible says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." You know, so we're trying to give people the knowledge in a biblical way, and you know, so they can really get the victory over their finances, because wealth is attainable. It is attainable.
Yes, I think
I noticed that you started off talking about the young. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I noticed you started off talking about the young people and mistakes they make, and I know that you also have a program that you do for the youth. Do you want to touch on that real briefly?
Oh yes, we believe in helping the children, because the mistakes that many of us have made, we don't want our children to repeat those mistakes. So, you know, we just have a program, Managing Money God's Way for Kids, that allows us to, you know, catch the kids before they make a mistake. And I like to, you know, talk to the children about becoming entrepreneurs and mastering a craft. Some kids don't want to go to college, and sometimes we try to put a square peg in a round hole. And don't get me wrong, I am 100% for college. I have 2 college degrees, and I believe that college is a good thing. However, when you look at the people that make the most money, they're entrepreneurs. And so what I believe is what we try to do is teach kids, you know, go to school, learn a skill, master a skill, start a business. Stay out of debt, because if you stay out of debt, you can start a business, and you don't have the overhead that's on you. If you stay out of debt, you can take a few risks with starting a business. And yeah, is it going to be tough? Yeah, it's going to be tough, because starting a business is tough. But if you endure, the Bible says, "He that endures to the end," you know. And if you endure in business, you know, so many times we start things and we don't finish them. And you know, there's so much in the Word of God that deals that you can apply to money. Even Jesus, when he went to the cross, you know, you can take that concept and still apply it to money, because he said he didn't want to go through with it. He didn't want to go all the way to the cross. He didn't want to do that. He said, "Father, take this from me. Nevertheless, not my will, your will be done." And he finished it. And after he finished it, the book of John says he wasn't glorified till he finished the work. And there are many different businesses that people have, and they start. But when they start facing a little bit of adversity, then they shrink back. And what we want to try to teach the children, you know, I wrote a little book. It's called Some Things Are Easy, Some Things Are Not. And it just talks about, you know, it's written for elementary kids, and it's written so kids can understand that everything you do is not going to be easy. Watching TV is easy, but, you know, studying is not easy. You're going to run into something that's going to be difficult. And when you run into something difficult, you have to press through that. You have to fight through that, because success is on the other side of that. And so what we try to do is teach the concepts to the kids at an early age. Teach them to stay out of debt. Teach them not to be afraid of investing. I had a colleague tell me maybe a couple of weeks ago that the African-American population does more research when it comes to investing, but they act the least out of all other ethnic groups. Now, I didn't read this, but this was told to me by a very trustworthy colleague. So what we want to do is we want to take the fear out of investing and of kids and teach them until it becomes a normal part of their lives. And so the mistakes that their parents might have made not repeated in their lifetime.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I think that everyone should be tuned in and listening to this valuable information that you're sharing with the audience, you know, because there is a time when you couldn't get this type of information for free, and here you are on the radio, you're coming out, you're taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us. And I want to thank you for that. You know, one of the things you said are, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's because the people reject it. And they don't want to hear it until they get into a bind. And then once they get into a bind, and then they get into a mess, and now they're looking at their credit score and looking at all the financial difficulties that they put themselves into, and they're wondering why. And one of the reasons why is because we don't want to hear what the professional has to say. And I'm just grateful that you came by and gave us some knowledge today as to where we should be headed. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about some of your workshops and how someone can get in touch with you and what it is that you do.
Well, we go out, and, you know, I do a lot of stuff in churches, but I also do things for secular groups. So if there are groups out there that are, you know, non-Christian groups or non-religious groups, you know, we have secular presentations that, you know, deal with the same concepts but just do not have the scripture in there. But we go in and we teach what the Bible says, but we also teach the concept, the financial concept that goes along with it. And, you know, people can reach me. My website is managingmoneygodsway.net, and they can, you know, I have two emails. They can reach me at kennybryant48@gmail.com, or they can reach me at menbryant, M-I-N, short for minister, Bryant, at managingmoneygodsway.net.
And, oh, hold, I have a question. Know. I have a question. Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry. I have a question down in the chat room. Someone's typed, what advice could you give us on fair credit reporting, and is the fair credit report fair?
Good question.
That's an interesting.
Someone
well,
just typed in the chat room.
You know, that's a good question. The advice I would give on that is I would give that, first of all, stay updated on what's happening with your credit report. I have a friend of mine that does, you know, that I normally refer people to that helps. He goes in and writes the letters for them and does all the different things for them that I really just don't have time to do right now. But stay on top of your credit report. Look at what's happening. Dispute different things. Do I think it's fair? No, I do not think it's fair. So anytime something could be off your credit, off of your credit, okay, or, you know, if there were errors, then it would be fair. If there weren't any errors, rather, it would be fair. So no, I do not think it's fair. But I do think that most of the time when people have problems or have bad credit, it is due to them being irresponsible with their credit. So there are some people nowadays who have had their credit hacked and different things of that nature, mm-hmm. and we have identity theft and things of that nature. So I think with all of those particular items going on, I think it's really impossible to say that it's fair, because we have a lot of people struggling because of something they did not do and trying to fight, you know, using Life Lock and all these different things. But what we can do is we can monitor our credit mm-hmm. report, and monitor all. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's funny because as you were speaking and you said, "No, I don't think it's fair." I was thinking when you check your credit report and they say, "Okay, it's poor, fair, and good," Oh, but we know that fair ain't good when it comes to
right.
your credit report.
Right.
Hold on. We have a question from caller with the area code 732. Your prefix is 948. I don't call out the entire phone number over the air, so it's caller 732, prefix 948. Caller, you're on the air with Minister Brian. Do you have a question?
Yes, yes. Minister Brian, how you doing? My name is Wallace Doman, and I'm in the Ocean County area. And I'm just asking you about the youth, because I want a different type of way. But with the youth, when do you think it is the appropriate time for them to move forward with certain things like purchasing a house, dealing with the credit? I know you talked about college and who don't go to college, but when do you think the ideal time for an individual is to start looking into them things of that nature?
That's a good question, and thank you for calling in, Wallace. I believe that if we can set our children up at the earliest age, so you know, maturity is not, you know, age written, you know. So you got 40 and 50 year old people who are still immature, and you got 20 year old people who are mature. So, you know, with my own children, I started teaching them about money when they were kids. You know, before they were teenagers, I started teaching them about, you know, staying out of debt. I taught them about, you know, not just those things, but, you know, having children out of wedlock and how that hurts you financially. Because if you do any research, the number one group that's in poverty are women, you know, who have had children, you know, that are not married. That's the number one group that's living in poverty. So I taught my kids about, you know, money and investing and staying out of debt. I taught them to be on the lookout when they go to college, you know, to not get those credit cards. And if they need whatever they need, get me. I taught them when it's time to buy a house, buy a two-family house first. Because if you buy a two-family house, then you can generate some income for that, you know, that house. And you're not struggling to pay the mortgage alone because you have some help. So, Wallace, what I would say is that, you know, I would look at the maturity of the child, but I think no time is really too early. There are rules about money that I teach third graders, and they can get it. You know, there are some concepts about investing that, you know, children as young as 8, 9 years old can comprehend. So based on the maturity of that child, you know, I would, you know, begin to teach them. But I think that there are some things that every child needs to know. Look, budgeting. Budgeting can be taught to children, you know, 5 years old. You know, you get an allowance. No, listen, here's your allowance, okay? But listen, here's your dollar. We're going to take 10% of that dollar, and we're going to put a dime over here because this dime goes to God. And then we're going to take another 10%, another dime, and we're going to put it over here in your piggy bank because that dime goes to you. You're going to save that. And if people would save 10%, just 10% of their income, you know, and just live off 80%. If you do that over a lifetime and tack on, you know, 7-8% interest, and that's pretty conservative, then, you know, you're going to have a nice little piece of change by the time you retire. I want to share one thing with you, Wallace. You know, what happens is this. To have $1 million, everybody wants to be a millionaire, right? To have $1 million at age 65, a 25-year-old person only has to save $158 a month and average 10%. That 25-year-old waits to 35 before he starts. Instead of saving the 158, now he's got to save $442 a month. If he waits until he's 45, now he's got to save $1,300 a month. So the earlier you start, the better it is. So my mother, you know, we would sell ICs, my sister and myself, and we, you know, I had a newspaper route, and I always was industrious. So when I had my one newspaper route, when another newspaper route came available, I took that newspaper route too, and I got the little kids in the neighborhood to help me deliver papers, and I paid them, you know, 50 cents and different things of that nature, and I, you know, I began, you know, starting my business or get my business mind early. If your daughter or your son wants to start a lemonade stand, let them go do it. Let them do it, you know, because the earlier they start, The earlier they get that mindset, you know, go with it and nurture that. Nurture that. Just like we need to be nurtured in Christ, nurture that thing that in money and in business that they have. Because, you know, okay. when you look at people, you know, we've been taught so long, go to school and get a job. And how's that working out for people? That's not working out too well for people right now.
No.
You know, it's so I teach young children, listen, go to school, learn a skill, master the skill, start a business.
And that is truly the way that, you know, I eventually did all of that, but I just want somebody else's insight when I be talking to my children. You know, I just let them know that the stuff that I done got is you can get this stuff earlier than when I got it. And I got it at 23, 24 years old. So now I'm 38 years old, and now, you know, they're grown. So now it's like you teaching them and giving them, but they're going to get run out there and don't let the world hit them too hard. That's what I say, because the world will hit you hard and send you back home. But,
yeah.
You know, I'm glad. I'm definitely glad I tuned in today to listen.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to – and I appreciate the information that you have given, because a lot of times listen, I go to church. Don't get me wrong. But I tell people all the time, you know, that's what's missing a lot of times, because a lot of these kids are losing that little foundation of going for 2 or 3 hours a week. You know, we got a lot of kids that don't even go, but then the parents don't go, and then the cycle getting bigger and the circle getting bigger, and then, like you said, they want to go back when they're 40 and 50 trying to save everybody and come. But sometimes if you start off with them young, letting them know that this is what you do, that's a lot easier for kids to understand. And, yes, sometimes we're going to fall by the wayside, you know, when we get a certain age, but realistically, a lot of this stuff wouldn't happen in the communities around here if they had more kids running and going to church. But thank
I
you for
agree
answering
with
my
you.
Question.
Thank you, Wallace. I appreciate
thank
you. Thank you
so
for
much.
Calling in, and continue. Good luck with your children.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, caller. Well, we've come to the end, unfortunately, but we're definitely going to have to do a part two because we do not get much covered. So we're going to have you come back. If you would, we'd like for you to come back February 28th and do a part two, and hopefully we can get more covered because this is good. This is good. And I was telling Yeah, I was telling people, you better call in. I spoke to Minister Brian for 20 minutes, and something changed already in my thought process with managing money God's way. And so I'm absolutely grateful that you took time out of your schedule to stop by. Christina, you had a couple of announcements that you wanted to make before we go off the air?
Yes, we will have Minister Kenny Brian back on February 28th at 6 o'clock. And I just wanted him to reiterate how to get a hold of him and that he does offer a free complimentary financial plan for anyone who's interested.
That is absolutely correct. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. I forgot to give my phone number, too, last time. My phone number, if anyone wants to reach me, is 973-464-6373. Once again, 973-464-6373, and they can reach me also at kennybryant48@gmail or minbryant@managingmoneygodsway.net.
And Deborah, how soon after your show ends can someone go into the archive and pull the show back up, because they can go back.
Oh, you can go right into
the
archive. Yeah, you can go right into the archives. I just want to make sure the listeners did get that information. Minister Brian's telephone number is 973-464-6373. That's 973-464-6373. And you can find his website at min.managingmoneygodsway.com. And also kennybryant48@gmail.com. Is that correct, sir?
The email is correct. The website is managingmoneygodsway.net.
Okay, managingmoneygodsway.net. Okay.
Right.
Okay, so I want to thank you for stopping by. And, yes, you can go into the archive, pull this episode up. You can listen to this archive. You can share it on social media, which people can go back and listen to this episode, and they can gather this information, which is valuable information, if you ask me. And I'm sure that it's valuable to you because you spent your life working on this, managing money God's way. So I really want to appreciate you for stopping by. Christina, I appreciate you as always, and I look forward to I look forward to you coming back again for part two. That will be February the 28th. Is that the date we set? 6 o'clock. And the call-in number is 917-889-2731. Thank you all for calling in. Everyone, truly be blessed.
God bless you.